Now, as we've been hearing this morning, the Southern Hundred has confirmed the sidecar class has been excluded from this year's event. It follows a review which came after the TT took the decision to suspend the sidecars from the 2026 races. Well, Greg Lambert is a long-time competitor at both the Southern Hundred and the TT and joins us in the studio this morning. Now, Greg, with sidecars having been excluded from the Southern Hundred as well as the TT, how tough of a time has this been for the sidecar community?
Oh, it's been severe. Like you just said, you know, I've spent over 30 years competing in the Isle of Man at the TT and the Southern Hundred road races, you know. And we plan all our year and financial things and everything. It's a massive contribution and effort to come here in the first place for all teams. And we're absolutely gutted as racers that we haven't been able to race on the, you know, the most iconic road race in the world. It's like missing my first one, you know. It hurts even now after 34 consecutive years for myself. But I mean, I brought a newcomer this year that was his first ever year. And it's just like amazing to think what he thinks of it. He's mortified. But we've got to look at the bigger picture of why it's being stopped. And fundamentally, I agree with the organisers that it needed to be stopped because you can't put people at risk. It's as simple as that. Even though it's happened in the solos, maybe that's not the same as the chairs, but looking at the footage of what actually happened, then safety's paramount.
Now, in layman's terms, for those of us who aren't experts in building sidecars, what exactly is the issue?
Well, it's a number of things, really. I mean, the Isle of Man TT is all about lap records and speeds, and racing's about winning and everything else. And everybody's, as a racer, is hot-blooded who wants to win. So they're going to do everything in their power to have the fastest, lightest, quickest machine. Well, you're on the roads. The roads are completely different to short circuits. You know, the lightest, fastest thing isn't the most safest thing, should I say. The legend Dave Molyneux, who I've talked to over many occasions, and there's nobody in sidecar racing with as much knowledge and statistics as Dave and facts. And Dave always said to me many years ago, the best sidecar he ever had around the TT was his heaviest sidecar. And that means stability and staying on the ground. Well, we've gone the complete opposite way now. We've gone for lightness. Everything's about lightness. Yes, it's physics in racing. You get two light people like the Crows and Birchalls, and they've had the wins for the years and the bikes have gone light. But that's not necessarily the right thing to do on the roads. You need strong machinery with weight to make these bikes handle and not to take off.
Now, you've been attending both events for many years. When it comes to the Southern specifically, how big an event is that for the sidecars?
Massive. I mean, the Southern 100 is one of the best and biggest meetings in the world. It's the best run meeting, along with the TT, there is in sidecar racing, without a shadow of doubt, and road racing. It's absolutely fantastic down at Southern 100. They don't call it the friendly races for no reason, and it is the friendly races. I mean, you've got Giles Ollie now, who's clerk of the course. You could talk to people. They understand. They all want the sidecars there. I went and spoke to organisers yesterday and to Giles. So hopefully, I certainly can't say anything. I'm not going to say anything, but I'd like to think I've put something forward that is feasible for this moment, just to keep sidecars on the grid. So in a short space of time, there'll probably be an announcement from the clerk of the course and the organisers that maybe something could be salvaged for the Southern 100. And we're trying to do that now, just to bring people back and keep sidecars on the grid. So, without saying any more, it's up to the club. And if it all goes to plan, then things can be temporarily resolved, hopefully, for the July meeting for the Southern 100.
Now, financially, of course, we know motorsport, it's not cheap. To lose TT while the teams are already on island, and then also Southern 100, I'm sure you would have all already been booked. How big a impact does this have financially?
It's massive. We're all working class people. You know, we all go to work, we save every penny. Life's hard enough now as it is to live and exist, never mind do motorsport. This is 12 months of planning and saving for people. It's not like some of the teams that they've got massive budgets. I mean, we all want massive budgets. We all want massive sponsors. We all try as hard as we can to get sponsors to come and do this event and to do our racing. Probably none of us can afford to actually do the sport without these people. I mean, it goes from large sponsors down to the last person to give you the last £5 ice cream, you know, coming to the TT. Their £5 means as much as £100,000 to a major sponsor. It takes all walks of life to help people to come to the Isle of Man and to race sidecars. So it's massive all around.
Is there a worry in the sidecar community with that in mind, that this could mean some teams don't return?
It could possibly, yeah, because, I mean, there is, in the meeting that we had with the TT organisers, and can I say, they do, the two organisations are 100% behind sidecars. They do want them here. The way the paddock is evolving, it's all going for the right reasons, it's all getting better. So I can't commend them enough for the way it's going that way. But if it's not careful, people won't come back because they cannot afford to lose this financial input. There has been a small cushion offered to the teams regarding the prize money. They have done it equally to every team, so no one gets any preferential treatment, which needed to be done because of the cost to come here. I think it would have finished a lot of teams off if that assistance wasn't there and evenly spread. So it's nice that the TT organisation have done that, and we're grateful for it. And I'd also like to thank Marin Motorsport. They've also put quite a large amount of money in to help all the teams to get through this. We need to go back and reconvene and come together, the manufacturers, not the riders, the manufacturers of these bikes need to be pulled together. And that's a very small handful of people at this moment in time. You've got LCR, you've got Christie's, you've got Rides, even my own, I've got bikes here. It needs to be the manufacturers with the right idea and the right commitment for going forward with the sport. You know, bringing Dave Molyneux, he's been a massive advocate for this, and he's put a lot of time and effort in this. What he put into place actually worked. You take the top four out of this grid, and they were at the speeds of where the TT and Dave wanted it to be for a safer TT and more safer and less speeds. But then people manipulated the rules and got around that and brought it back up to where it was. That's not where it needs to be. The future of sidecar racing has to be in the hands of those people that need it to be there, and not the people that are at the front with self-interest. It needs to be for the future of the sport. The rules now need to be brought for a safer sport, and that's regarding machinery, staying together on impact. It goes on and on and on. You can only do what you can do. It is a race at the end of the day. We all want to go fast, but it's an entertainment business, is this. All road racing is an entertainment business coming to the Isle of Man or anywhere else in the world. So it needs to be looked at that. If everybody was doing 100 mile an hour, it would be the best race you've ever seen, because there'd be so many more people coming here, more affordable to do, and there would be 10, 15 people fighting for the lead. And it's like, that is what they want. They want the bums on seats. They want the speeds down, the safety as best it can be. And that's where it needs to go with the future. And at the end of the day, we all know the risk as racers. We know that a race is a race, and we're racing the TT. We all know the risks. If we can limit some of those risks by having things more safety for ourselves, more structural, then that's the way forward. And you need to include the people that really know the history of what's been going on, the manufacturers like Dave Molyneux. He's the greatest of all, and his knowledge is undisputable. People need to start listening and not just talking to hot-blooded racers that want to win races.
In terms of the reaction from fans since, over the last week or so, we've certainly seen lots of people very sad to see the sidecars not involved this year. We've seen calls for parade laps. How much has that support from the fans meant?
Oh, a tremendous amount. That's why I'm still here. I've had bikes on show, and like I say, I run a sidecar school. I'm trying to encourage people to come in. I've got a plan that I've got more people coming to the TT and making a plan. I've got young blood coming through at the school that want to come to the TT. I've been here advocating the TT, and I have done for many years, because I want the future of the sport to continue. I know how much I've enjoyed it for the last 30-odd years. It's not easy. It's very hard to do. It's a dedication. But there is those people there that want to do it. So we've got to look after the sport in whichever way we can to make this happen and make it work. And the right people in the right places, talking to the right people about the right things, with no self-interest apart from the survival of the sport for sidecars at the Southern 100, Scarborough, all the road races. Otherwise, it won't exist. And this applies to solos too. We've had incidents this week also included, you know, the people getting hurt and things. This is racing. Accidents do happen. We try to prevent them, but things happen. Life is dangerous. Look at the amount of people that have drowned in the last week over in the UK. You know, people, there's more people die climbing Mount Everest every year than there ever is at TT. People driving their motorbikes going up Yorkshire Dales. Far more people. But the limelight of the TT, it just gets picked up all the time for the wrong reasons. We have a movie being here now. It's going to erupt when the movie is produced. And the Isle of Man TT, one of my sponsors, they bring in 190 guests this year from America. They are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it needs to get safer, better, not necessarily faster, because if you're all racing at the same speed, you're going to have the best racing you've ever seen on the Isle of Man, and it needs to be controlled financially. It's running away with itself now. You are talking to put a new Formula 2 together now to do the TT racing and to be competitive, £100,000. And that is not unrealistic. You are spending £100,000. And if any, I'm out of date now. I need upgrading. But who's going to come and sponsor me for £100,000 to try and keep up with the front runners? The average of the grid is half and half, you know. You've got people that have supported the TT for many, many years on older bikes, strong older bikes, and they keep coming and coming and coming. We can only take so many blows before people actually stop coming and say, I've had enough.
Well, Greg, clearly we can hear the passion in your voice. Just finally, and just briefly if you can, because we are almost out of time. Sidecar racing, for you personally, just tell us in a few words, what does it mean?
It's been my life. My father brought me here as a young boy at 10 years old to a place called the Isle of Man TT. And I saw the sidecars at Ramsey Hairpin. That was it. It was in my blood. And I just said to my father one day, I'm going to win this, Dad. And I've tried ever since. Been close. Had a few podiums. Been close, but it's not quite happened. But I suppose Guy Martin could say that as well. So the passion for the TT, it's a one-off. There's nothing like it. And there never will be anything like it. So let's look after it, let's protect it, and let's get sidecars back on this grid for the right reasons and as safe as we possibly can. And the right people, the organisation at the TT, Paul Phillips and Gary Thompson and Ollie Giles down at Southern 100, George Peach, and all those people down in the right connections are the right people in the right place, and bring the manufacturers in, not just racers. Bring the manufacturers in, the people who have been around a long time. We've all seen it. We've all been there and done it.